Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our Intermediate English Podcast. It's great to have you with us again today.
That's right, Michelle. It's always a pleasure.
Today, we're diving into a really interesting, but also a bit scary, side of technology that is becoming more and more common.
We definitely are. Today, we're going to explore the dark side of deepfake technology. Have you ever seen a video online, perhaps a news clip or a celebrity interview, and wondered if it was truly real or maybe just a cleverly made fake?
Oh, absolutely, Michelle. That question is getting much harder to answer, thanks to deepfakes. I mean, I can barely tell the difference sometimes. Soon, we might all have a deepfake version of ourselves doing our chores while we relax.
That would be quite convenient, Michael. But seriously, this technology, while impressive, really does have some serious downsides and ethical questions.
It certainly does. We want our listeners to be aware of what's happening.
Exactly. In this episode, we'll talk about what deepfakes are in simple terms, why they're dangerous for individuals and for society, and what kinds of challenges they create for all of us in the digital world.
It's a topic that affects everyone who uses the internet, so understanding it is key.
So, let's start with the basics for our listeners. What exactly is a deepfake? If someone has never heard the term before, how would you describe it?
Simply put, it's a type of fake media, either video or audio, that's created using artificial intelligence, or AI. It's not just a simple edit or a Photoshop trick.
That's a crucial point. It's not just cutting and pasting. The AI is actually generating new content.
Exactly. The AI can take a person's face or voice from one video or audio clip and realistically put it onto another. So, it can make it look like someone is saying or doing something they never did or said in real life.
This means you could see a video of a famous actor in a movie scene they were never actually in, and it would look incredibly believable.
Or you might hear a politician giving a speech with words they never spoke, and their voice would sound completely authentic, matching their usual tone and speaking style.
It truly looks and sounds incredibly real, which is what makes it very hard for the average person to spot the fake without special tools or training.
And the word deep in deepfake comes from deep learning, which is a very advanced part of AI. This technology learns from a huge amount of real data, like thousands of images or hours of audio, to create something new and convincing.
It's like the computer learns what a person looks and sounds like from every angle and then can generate them doing anything. It's quite astonishing when you think about it.
It really is. It shows the incredible power of AI, but also why we need to be very careful.
Now, let's talk about the dark side you mentioned earlier, Michael. One of the biggest dangers of deepfakes is spreading misinformation, or what we often call fake news.
That's a huge concern, Michelle. If a deepfake video of a world leader saying something very controversial or announcing a false policy goes viral, it can cause a lot of confusion, fear, and even panic among the public.
And it can happen very quickly, too. Imagine a deepfake showing the CEO of a major company announcing terrible financial news that isn't actually true.
That's a perfect example. This could cause their company's stock to crash suddenly, or even lead to people losing their jobs, all based entirely on a fabricated lie. The impact can be enormous.
And it's not just about big news or large organizations. Deepfakes can also be used to harm an individual's reputation, which is a serious issue of digital defamation.
That's right. someone could maliciously create a deepfake video or audio of you doing something embarrassing, unethical, or even illegal, and then share it widely online for everyone to see. It's digital defamation because it damages your good name in the digital world.
It's incredibly hard to prove it's fake, especially once it's already spread widely on the internet and has been seen by millions of people. The damage is often done very quickly.
Your reputation could be severely damaged forever, even if the deepfake is eventually identified as false. People often remember the false information more than the correction.
It really highlights the importance of being careful about what you believe online, even when it seems very real.
Absolutely. We need to be critical thinkers now more than ever.
Beyond misinformation and damaging reputations, deepfakes are also being used for serious financial fraud, which is truly frightening for many people.
Yes, this is a growing problem. Criminals can use deepfake audio to perfectly imitate a boss's voice and then call an employee, instructing them to transfer a large sum of money to a fake account. The employee thinks they are following their boss's direct orders.
Or they could create a deepfake video of a family member, like a son or daughter, asking for urgent money because of a sudden emergency. It's terrifying because it completely bypasses the usual ways we check if someone is real, like recognizing their voice or face.
You wouldn't think twice if your child called you in distress, asking for help. A deepfake makes that scenario incredibly easy for criminals to exploit.
This technology also creates huge legal and ethical problems for countries and governments around the world. How do we make laws that can keep up with the rapid pace of deepfake technology?
And who is responsible when a deepfake causes harm? Is it the person who created it, the platform where it was shared, or the AI developer? It's a complex legal and ethical maze with no easy answers.
There are still many questions about how to properly regulate this new and powerful tool.
Ultimately, deepfakes erode our trust in what we see and hear online. If we can't trust videos or audio evidence, it makes it much harder to believe any information, which is a big problem for society, especially for journalism and factual reporting.
It makes us question everything, and that can make it difficult to have shared understanding or common ground.
That's a very important point, Michelle.
So, to quickly summarize for our listeners, deepfakes are AI-generated fake media that can be incredibly convincing, whether it's video or audio.
And they pose serious threats, from spreading dangerous misinformation and damaging personal and professional reputations, to enabling clever financial fraud and creating complex legal challenges for our society.
It's a powerful technology with a clear dark side that we all need to be aware of in this digital age.
The key takeaway for all of us is to be more critical and careful about what we consume online. Always question what you see and hear, especially if it seems too shocking, unusual, or too good to be true.
Thank you so much for joining us today to explore this important and fascinating topic. We hope you learned something new and feel more prepared for the digital world.
We hope this episode helped you understand deepfakes better. Join us next time for another interesting discussion on our Intermediate English podcast. Goodbye for now. Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.